No more warnings. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The latest data shows that despite all the dire warnings, CO2 levels continue to rise, which tells me the dire warnings aren't working. In France, they'd rather set their cars on fire than pay a higher greenhouse gas tax. France, where the Enlightenment was born. People are tired of being threatened and taxed in the name of carbon emissions, tired of being told, take the bus because it's good for the fish. Nobody takes a bus to save a fish. I think this is a job for the billionaire super friends who are right now stuck in a rut. You have Elon Musk wanting to flee to Mars, Michael Bloomberg trying to ban guns, Mark Zuckerberg trying to protect us from our relatives' weird posts. Why don't they instead pool their wealth and invent a cheap engine that runs on grass clippings or expired milk or thoughts and prayers, anything we have too much of, and at the same time sucks carbon into itself so that no one will even want to buy gas anymore? And once they've perfected this, we allow the developing world, where carbon emissions are growing faster than anywhere, to just steal it. But Dave, you say that has no chance of working. Okay, fine. Then we'll just have to cross our fingers and hope that some underground geneticist in China starts breeding humans with gills so that if things get too hot and sea level rises too high, our grandchildren can just swim away to Mars. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.